This can provide endless possibilities. It can create light and jobs, delivering $6 billion in wages for Australians. It
produces steel. That's one of the advertisements being run by the Minerals Council of Australia. It points to a website called Little Black Rock, and it caused a social media storm yesterday. Many people suggested tongue-in-cheek alternative slogans.
Coal, you're in the dark without it, or coal is all we've got for now, or coal, four more years. So, everybody's able to have a bit of fun with it. So probably not what people had in mind when they first created this campaign.
That's Tim Burrows from the media and marketing website Mumbrella, and he says the campaign began to trend and became the butt of many jokes by Twitter users.
One can kind of see the thinking behind it, which is, hey, we've got a bit of an image problem. What shall we do with it? And you could almost see how the answer is then reached, I know, we'll do a social media campaign. That's what everybody does. Then we end up with that hashtag, coal is amazing. The risk that always brings for any sort of brand is as soon as you hand a hashtag to the general social media public, then you're losing control because you're providing them with a point to organise around, which you no longer have control of. So, of course, everybody used this coal is amazing hashtag as a way, if they were sceptical about the coal industry, to have their say about it.
What do you think, Tim Burrows, is the fallout from something like this?
Look, I rather suspect this will blow over quite quickly, you know. I don't think it will actually help change the image very much. So from that point of view, I suspect it's mostly wasted marketing money, but your typical social media sensation, of which this is today's, does tend to blow out after about 24 hours. So I suspect there won't be too much long-term damage either.
Tim Burrows from Mumbrella. But it's had one supporter in the Chief Executive Officer of the Queensland Resources Council. Michael Roach says it promotes thinking about the coal industry, especially, he adds, as it's Queensland's top export earner.
Well, what we know is people are talking about it. We're talking about it. I think it was always going to create interest. It was a bit different, a bit quirky, but it was about getting people to talk about some of the qualities of coal around the economy, around emissions, around exports and jobs that sometimes get lost in the debate day to day.
So you don't regard it as a mistake, as a faux pas?
Oh, I don't think so, because this is a campaign that's not here for 24 hours. It's a campaign that will roll out not just through a website, but through television advertising, radio advertising, in newspapers. And we're hoping to get people starting to talk about and think about the role of coal in the world, and certainly, from my viewpoint, the role of coal in the Queensland economy. After all, directly and indirectly, coal's responsible for one in every 10 jobs.
It's funny, Michael Roach, I spoke to a social media expert who was talking about the media storm surrounding this particular marketing campaign, and that a lot of people have in fact poked fun at it. And I asked him, his name's Tim Burrows, whether or not there would be a fallout from it. He thought not, that this would only last 24 hours. So it's interesting that you make the point that you think this will be a longer conversation.
It's a long conversation because we'll be talking to people through a range of mediums over the next several months. So this is not a short-term hit to just get people talking about coal. There will be a range of angles rolled out over the coming months. And this is an opportunity for people to think about the role of coal in our economy, in our society, its role in alleviating poverty in countries like India, where there's 300 million people who don't even have electricity. And of course, the importance of coal right now and for the foreseeable future in the success of our economy. And so when people go home tonight and start cooking their evening meals or in the morning, they will be using most probably coal-fired electricity, because three-quarters of all Queensland's electricity comes from coal.
Looking at Queensland's industry specifically, you have some preliminary data looking at the start of the financial year. What have you found?
Yeah, so the 37.5 million tonnes of coal exported from Queensland in July and August, turns out to be the best start to a financial year on record. Look, it's early in the financial year, but this comes after the 2014-15 year was a record year for coal exports. So look, coal prices are well down. We know that. There is an oversupply of coal in the market, but Queensland manages to keep selling its coal because of its high quality, because of its reliability. We're a good supplier to some major markets like Japan and Korea, China and India. We've got some growing markets, and coal is keeps on delivering to the Queensland economy.
Michael Roach, the CEO of the Queensland Resources Council. And interestingly, the campaign hashtag coal is amazing was launched the same day radio broadcaster Alan Jones, formerly from Ackland in southern Queensland, fronted a campaign of his own. The Alan Jones campaign, however, is a crowd-funded one and is urging people to act to stop the Commonwealth Government from removing a section of legislation in environmental law.
The latest move by the Abbott government puts at risk not just our environment but our very democracy. It is quite simply unbelievable. The move I'm talking about is an attempt to remove a section of the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act.
It's understood to have already aired on television this week.